And we turn to the EPA's new regulations requiring cleaner gasoline. The Obama administration announced the proposed changes today. They would require two-thirds less sulfur in gasoline and a reduction in other emissions beginning in 2017. They also would set tighter pollution limits for new vehicles themselves at the same time. The EPA says that it would reduce premature deaths and improve public health for a minimal cost. But opponents say it could hit consumers at the pump by adding as much as 9 cents a gallon. Juliet Eilprin broke this story for The Washington Post, and she joins me now. Welcome to the NewsHour.
Thanks so much.
So why is the Obama administration doing these, putting these proposals out there?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is the fact that they are requiring vehicles to be cleaner in the years ahead. They've basically reduced greenhouse gas emissions from these vehicles, and so you'll see between 2016 and 2025, the vehicles are going to become much more efficient. They're going to get more miles per gallon. And so one of the things that automakers have been asking for is for cleaner fuels, because the sulfur in gasoline really affects the catalytic converter and makes it less efficient, results in more tailpipe emissions. So they actually have an incentive to have cleaner fuels.
So I was going to say, it's interesting who's in favor of this, that it's not just the environmental advocates, it's the car manufacturers.
Absolutely. The car manufacturers, who already basically have to comply with these rules in California, which is a huge part of the U.S. market, have asked for uniformity. And so they were actually in the Office of Management and Budget just this month asking for these rules to come through. And so that's one of the reasons why the Obama administration was comfortable moving ahead with this.
Now, on the other side is the oil and gas industry. And what is the argument they're making?
Their argument is that oil refineries in the United States, which aren't quite as profitable as, say, the big oil companies, will take a hit because it will be expensive to reduce the sulfur in their emissions. They've already reduced it 90% since 2004 because of federal regulations. And they're saying it'll both be costly for them to do this, and also, in fact, it'll require more energy, which will increase their carbon output from these refineries.
But the administration is disputing that. So what is the administration basing their argument on?
The administration is saying that this will add less than a penny a gallon to any gallon of gasoline. And they say that, first of all, that the oil industry is inflating their statistics. They've done a survey of refineries, and they've looked at what kind of modifications, that only a tiny fraction of the roughly 145 refineries in the country will have to do a major overhaul, and also that they've allowed for flexibility in this proposal so that the smallest refineries and the ones that will take the biggest hit will have, you know, an easier transition to this new regime.
But the industry, again, the oil and gas industry, is pushing back.
Absolutely. They're saying that, you know, on average, it's at least going to be 2 cents per gallon, and in some instances, it's going to be as much as 9 cents, because they estimate that it'll cost $10 billion to do the upgrades that they'll need for this.
Now, Juliet Eilprin, it's my understanding also the administration is saying that this will save money in terms of public health costs.
Absolutely. When you do the math, what they're saying is because these tailpipe emissions, nitrogen oxides, soot, things like that, volatile organic compounds, those can contribute both to smog and, in the case of soot, also to heart and lung disease. So overall, they're saying that by 2030, the benefits will be between $8 and $23 billion, outweighing the costs of compliance.
And just to clarify, Juliet, the argument here is that it's not that the sulfur itself in gasoline is the problem. It's what it does to the catalytic converter,
right,
which is the emissions device.
That's what's very interesting. Basically, the more sulfur you have, the less effective the catalytic converter is. So as a result, you have greater tailpipe emissions, and it's these emissions, the volatile organic compounds, the nitrogen oxides, the carbon monoxide, and the soot, that are what actually affect the air that we breathe and what it does to our heart and lungs.
Now, let's broaden this out, because at the same time the administration issued these proposals today, meanwhile, everybody's out there waiting for two other sets of, I guess, regulations or proposals, right, for the administration. One has to do with, of course, the Keystone Oil,
right,
pipeline. The other one is the greenhouse gas emissions for power plants.
Right.
How does this factor into those sets of regulations, which we're waiting to hear,
right,
about?
I think it's all part of the broader Obama second-term agenda. And so what they're obviously saying is they're moving ahead with this. This one, they've made it more cost-effective, and they're saying it's a huge public benefit. At the same time, the environmentalists are looking at all these other fronts, and they're saying, for example, on the Keystone pipeline, that they're saying that, you know, yes, this will supply oil from Canada, but it's basically a referendum on what Obama will do on climate. So that's a very difficult decision that he'll be making this summer. It's unclear what he's going to do, whether he's going to disappoint the community. And what they're also looking at is whether they'll regulate both greenhouse gas emissions from new power plants. That's something that should be finalized soon, but may not be. Or are they going to regulate existing power plants in the future?
So how do you see the calculus here in announcing this while these others are pending?
Well, certainly this is something that was broadly welcomed by the environmental community. And it's really it's going to be, with one possible exception, one of the most significant air policy rules that the Obama administration does. But it's not going to make up for example, if they decide to allow the Keystone pipeline to go through. That and regulating existing power plants, those are the two biggest litmus tests for the Obama administration this term.
And just quickly, these are proposals, but is it expected that they will take effect?
Yes. While they haven't outlined the timeline, for example, the rules that were unveiled today could take a few months. These are proposed rules, but there's an expectation that since they've already done some negotiations, the final rule that will be adopted in a matter of months will be very similar to what we're seeing today.
Juliet Eilbrun, The Washington Post, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.